I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is caught on film. Caught on film. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a little bit.
I quit doing it.
Right away.
You quit filming. I quit that filming.
And you're an actor. I can't believe that.
Don't get all of it. You don't need everything.
Right now, it's time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
And this right here, you know, chicken, you know, it's 4th of July weekend. It's time for chicken, you know. It's time for chicken to me, no matter what. I'm a chicken man. This right here is too much chicken. Too much.
Is there such
chicken.
A thing? Okay.
Mm-hmm. If there is such a thing, too much chicken. All right. I want everybody to turn your radio up loud and listen to Too Much Chicken. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Jason, please.
Yes, Jason.
Hi, Jason. My name is Remy. I'm calling with BPE TMC. How's your day going?
I'm doing fine, but what's a BT, whatever that is?
BPE TMC. It's an organization. We've been around for the last 5 years, and we're trying to help different things in the Black community. And I wanted to reach out and give you a call and see if you would be on board or help sign a petition that we're going to have going around with BPE TMC, if you don't mind.
Okay, what is it about?
Well, BPE TMC, Jason, is Black people eat too much chicken. And what we're trying to do is cut back
the
shortage of chicken.
Black people eat too much chicken. Who the hell is this?
My name is Remy, sir.
Okay, what you mean by Black people eat too much chicken?
We've done a test study, and we realized, sir, that Black people are the ones that are eating too much chicken. And what we want to do is try to cut back, because right now there's a shortage.
The Chinese and ask them, they eat all kinds of chicken. Chicken Fu Young, all this here. Chicken, the white people eat chicken palliate, all this here. Chicken stir fried rice with chicken and all this stuff. You want to come to me talking about a Black person eat too much damn chicken? Did you ask the white people? I bet you ain't didn't know with no white folks. I bet you don't go to them. Y'all scared of them.
Well, sir, we're gonna get to that. We're starting in the black community. Black people are the ones that seem to buy the most chicken.
Man, no chicken. Guess what? I don't eat chicken. And if I did eat some chicken, I'd be cursing. Man, who the are you? Big ass something? You. You. Hey, how in the y'all got my number in it? Where you get it from?
Actually, we're getting numbers from the supermarket, and we're getting a listing of people who buy the most.
Supermarket, you get my number in no supermarket?
Sir, right, the main thing we're trying to get you to do is cut back on eating chicken. Now, what
man,
we want you to do?
I don't eat no chicken. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and eat some chicken. And don't call me with no about eating too much chicken. Don't even call my phone. Do you got that?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Callaway. Is this Callaway?
Yeah, it's Callaway. Who is this?
How you doing? My name is Remy. I'm with BPE TMC. And
Who?
My name is Remy, sir. I'm with BPE TMC. What we're doing is we have a petition we're trying to get signed throughout the black community of some things that we're trying to actually help out in the black community.
Uh-huh.
So BPE TMC is actually an organization, and we're trying to actually save some things in the black community.
Okay. What is that? What does that stand for? What the hell is that? What is that for?
BPE TMC is black people eat too much chicken. And what we're trying to do is get...
Man, you got to be kidding me, man. Who is this, man?
This is Remy, sir. We're trying to get you all to actually sign a petition. What's going on is black people are buying too much chicken.
You got to be kidding me with this, man. Is this a white man? Who is this, man?
I am Caucasian, sir, yes.
Man, why are you calling me with this?
Well, what we're trying to do is... We're trying to get...
How did you get my number, first of all?
Actually, we're getting numbers from supermarkets that are letting us know...
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm fine with this, man. Talk about some beating chicken. Boy, you're going to make me get out and smack one of y'all. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Okay, sir, what we're trying to do is get you guys to cut back on buying chicken.
Who's you guys? What the f*** are you talking about, you guys?
Well, the black community is... the black community,
sir. Hey, man, you better go on with that s***. We ain't got time for that s***, man. Don't be calling my phone with that s***, man.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Valerie, Val.
This is she. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Remy. I'm with BPE TMC. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm very well, ma'am. Listen, what we're trying to do is, if I take a little bit of your time, we're trying to actually get a survey signed by people in the black community. We're actually trying to help out in the black community. The organization is BPE TMC, and what this is black
what is
people
that?
Eat.
What is that?
That's black people eat too much chicken. So what we're doing is we're trying to get...
Black people do what?
Black
say that one more time for me.
Black people eat too much chicken. You see, there's been a shortage in chicken. So what we're trying to do is get black
there's
people to cut back...
There's been a shortage in chicken, and you want to do a survey?
Well, what we want you guys to do is sign a petition that you're not going to eat any more chicken this year.
That doesn't even make sense. We just don't eat chicken. You know, we eat beef, we eat steak, we eat fish. I don't see you trying to pull that off the market. Now, why would you want to tell us not to to eat chicken and we eat other stuff, too? Where are you getting your deep findings from? Because this doesn't make any sense.
The test study, ma'am, was over chicken, and it just seems like that...
No, test study. Who did this test study?
Well, we did, ma'am. We're BPE TMC. And after doing the test study, we did realize that the black people are the ones that are eating...
Was the test only just directed to black people? I mean, did you use white people? Did white people eat chicken, too? But you guys always on diets and stuff.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that
did you use Asians? Funny. What about the Hispanics? Did you use them?
Okay, ma'am. Listen, what the bottom line is: our first study is black people, and what we're trying to do is get you guys to cut back on eating.
No, your study should be everybody. This is some. Where'd you get my number from?
Man, we got numbers from the supermarkets of people that
you
buy.
You didn't get my number from no supermarket because I didn't get my number to no supermarket. This just don't make any damn sense. You calling me, interrupting me about some like this. This is
bottom line, ma'am. You're
chicken,
not cooking.
You don't
chicken.
Tell me. You're not calling me,
any.
Telling me what the hell I can't eat. You don't lost your mind. You got life and twisted, sir. Yes, you do. Life twisted. Calling somebody, telling them that black people eat too much chicken. You and your partition.
Would you like to hear what the survey is actually saying?
No, I don't want to hear what the survey is actually saying, because what you're saying is about a whole bunch of
But the survey is saying that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Valerie, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Okay, I love me some chicken.
That's all it is. Let's put a little chicken on it this weekend. Just, you know, this to brighten you up and get your little chicken going as you throw it on the grill for 4th of July weekend. You know, I want you to put some speck on that chicken when you put it on the grill. All right? Put some speck on that chicken. You know, it'll be good for you. Everybody good with it? All right.
I'm hungry.
Grill it up.
Well, not this year. We're not grilling this year. $4 a pound.
We got to cut back on something. We got to cut back on something else. We grilling the chicken. Okay?
You going to buy the chicken wings, Junior. Quit that chicken.
You're going to get the chicken. Right? Hook up or no hook up, you get the chicken.
How many chicken wings do you normally order, Junior, when you're getting ready to cook them?
I'll get a pack by 10.
10?
I need 3 packs. I need about 30 wings.
It's just me. I live here by myself.
You ain't going to eat tomorrow? Damn. What you talking about, boy?
Yeah, we cooked for 2 days.
All right.
Create a leftover.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letters, subject caught on film. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.